You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
Nice choice of music from our producer, Dave Bourne. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. As you know, the real estate market across the entire region is red hot, maybe white hot. And so we call on one of our economic experts, Patrick Stone, who's the president and CEO of WFG National Title. For those of you who don't know Pat, he has enjoyed a lengthy career in real estate and really one of the, I think, the true experts from a global perspective. C officer positions at three public companies, including Fidelity. Director on two Fortune 500 boards. These roles also included president and COO of the nation's largest title insurance company, also chairman and co-CEO of a real estate technology company, and president and CEO of a real estate-related data and information company. Pat also served as vice chairman of Metro Cities Mortgage, a top 20 lender, chairman of the Stone Group, a tenant rep brokerage. In addition, on the boards of World Minerals, Digital Map, Home Game, and Red Vision. Philanthropy, also a big part of what Pat does. He served as chairman of the Santa Barbara Art Museum and director of the Portland Art Museum. And for those of you across the Northwest, many of you across Seattle, there are some Beaver believers out there. He is the chairman of the Oregon State University Foundation and co-chair of its billion-dollar capital campaign. I had a chance to sit down with Patrick Stone this past week and talk about our local real estate market.
Well, Pat, you called it 3 years ago, and now your predictions, unfortunately, for home buyers, are coming true. There was so much talk about shadow inventory. You're laughing here, but not very many people were laughing a few years ago, and now if you're out there trying to buy a home, it's really tight. Seems to be the new norm across Puget Sound.
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue for a while, Brian. And if you look at the Puget Sound area, you know, we've had a recovery in terms of multifamily construction in the Seattle-Puget Sound area. Residential construction has not picked up that much. So really the market is being serviced in terms of people seeking rental properties, but not so much people looking for single-family residences. As prices increase, more people go back to a positive value on their homes that are no longer underwater, and they will tend to list their homes. So it is a self-correcting problem as prices appreciate, but it is a very ponderous and slow resolution.
You know, we were looking at homes in Bellevue, Clyde Hill, that area last weekend. I swear these realtors need to get some traffic cops out in front of their open houses because there's so many people.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Brian. If you go back, if you turn the clock back about a year, it started in the core downtown Seattle area. And if you look at the appreciation in condo prices downtown, they went up like a skyrocket, very ahead of the suburbs. Now you're seeing it radiate out from the downtown area, and I think that demand will exceed supply for the foreseeable future. To be honest with you, this is going to be probably a 6-8% appreciation market for the next couple of years. Now, a lot of people disagree with that, but I look at it as a supply and demand situation. And unless there is some unforeseen extra supply of homes coming on the market, people are going to be competing for desirable properties.
Pat Stone joining us here on Business Briefing. I know the cliche that all real estate is local couldn't be more true now than it ever has been. Listing inventory across King County down 40% from last year. I guess my question then, Pat, and this is maybe kind of a tough one, is at what point do many of those underwater homes come back up enough in value that the people who live in those homes can move and sell those homes?
Well, just doing the math on that, if we continue to have appreciation this year and next year, like we did last year, about 40% of the homes now underwater will be in a positive territory. You do that for the final year, and you're about 60%. So it corrects about 20% a year at current appreciation. Now, that's just a rough number, but it corrects fairly quickly.
That's good to hear. Multifamily permits way up. It's been that way across the Northwest, 130%. Obviously, we're looking at another bubble here, aren't we?
Well, you know, here's an interesting fact that vacancies in apartments still trending downward. Now, when the apartments that are currently being permitted or under construction come online, that will change. So I think there's a good many apartment investors. You know some. I know some. I know the head of a couple of the largest apartment REITs in America, and they're a little bit concerned because a lot of investment dollars moved into the apartment area. Interestingly enough, if you look at the difference in multifamily construction as a percentage of all construction in Seattle versus Portland, Seattle, the bulk of the construction for new residential units is multifamily. In Portland, it's single family. So a little bit of it has to do with zoning, availability of land, properties available for construction. Seattle has been a very desirable market for investors in new multifamily construction.
You talked about the likelihood of a downturn in the second half of this year in our last segment. You look at the unemployment numbers in King County at 5.6%. Great number when you compare other markets nationally. Regardless of a downturn, what happens nationally, I think we're pretty okay across Puget Sound?
Yeah, I do. And Brian, if I may, I want to correct something. I don't think we talked about a downturn. We talked about a repeat of the cycle we've seen the last 3 or 4 years, where we start the year optimistic, numbers go up, and then they tail off, and then we swoon in the summer, and then we go back up in the fall. I think that that volatility in the economy will occur until the economy is healed. You know, I mean, I think it's, you know, we're very data point driven. We're very immediate in our news analysis and our fact interpretation. But this is going to occur probably for another couple of years. The Seattle economy, the job growth in Seattle has been phenomenal. Recovery has been very, very good. I do think the Northwest, especially Seattle, is going to do very well through 2018.
You know, it's nice to be in this neck of the woods, if you will, because many other markets around the country were much harder hit, went much deeper than Seattle. A lot to be thankful for here, isn't there?
Well, there is a lot to be thankful. You know, we have a very highly educated population. We have export markets up here in the Northwest. We have a high level of dependence on technology and technology-driven companies. It's just we're in the right place at the right
time. And again, that's Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. I sat down with him this past week and recorded that interview. To back up what Pat's saying, we got the numbers from Kay Schiller, and Seattle area home prices posting a whopping gain of 9.3% year over year. It's interesting because I referenced this off the top of the show and the top of the last segment. I sat down with Pat Stone over lunch about 3 years ago in the midst of the housing crunch. At the time, the major scare was shadow inventory. We were going to have all these foreclosures flood the market that would drive home prices down even further. Obviously, that didn't happen. And at the time, Pat told me his concern was lack of inventory because we weren't building homes over that time period. And again, at the time, 3 years ago, I thought, gosh, that'll be interesting to see if that plays out. And sure enough, it did. Obviously, very few homes have been built across the Northwest in the past few years. And now we have a housing crunch. Home prices in Seattle skyrocketing 9.3% over the last 12 months. If you're in the market for a new home, as I am, scouring the east side, it is tight out there. These numbers from S&P, Case Shiller, year over year, obviously. Further evidence, Seattle, Puget Sound, well on its way to recovery, if not already there. Seattle's increase matching that of the 20-city composite. So we're right there with everybody else during the last year. All 20 cities, by the way, have now had year-over-year increases for at least two straight months. So it sounds like we're on pretty good footing. Another measure, Seattle Bubble, which is a local real estate blog I know many of you follow, they maintain an interactive graph on the year-over-year change for each of the 20 cities. Average home prices, now listen to this, are back to levels last seen in the fall of 2003. Not 2006 or 7 at the height of mania, but getting there. And you heard Pat mention in that interview, thinks it'll probably be maybe another year or two before we get back to where we were above water. When we come back, more with Patrick Stone. We'll talk national and international economics here on Business Briefing.